Nolte, study finds shocking, not really, connection between trans beliefs and violence. By John Nolte on August 27, 2026. A just-released study from Rutgers University, the Network Contagion Research Institute, and the Manhattan Institute has found something not at all surprising. These findings suggest that gender ideology is associated with LWE, left-wing authoritarianism, and willingness to justify political violence. Knock me over with a feather. Here's the rub. Finally, broader research on perceived victimhood, moralization, and political violence suggests that identities organized around grievance, perceived victimization, and injustice, when paired with authoritarian or punitive dispositions, can predict support for anti-democratic or violent political action. Taken together, these literatures suggest a common mechanism: ideological content that names an oppressor class, certifies ongoing victimization, and locates remedy in coercive institutional or social action which may supply authoritarian psychology with morally justified targets. The study, which is titled, Where the Clinic Meets the Movement: Does Gender Ideology Arm Left-Wing Authoritarian Psychology?, surveyed 1,208 U.S. adults and makes clear it is a correlational study and that no cause or effect is established. Of those 1,208 adults, the study looked to identify where they fell on the Clinical Gender Affirmation Scale, CGAS, which gauged how strongly they supported gender ideology. These were some of the statements used. Failure to affirm a transgender person's gender identity increases the risk of serious psychological distress. People should be supported in expressing their transgender identity. Using a chosen name is a necessary form of support. Using preferred pronouns is a necessary form of support. Parents should support their children's transgender exploration. LWA was measured this way: political identity, perceived threat from various groups, belief that a trans genocide is underway in the U.S., and justification of six forms of political violence: killing Charlie Kirk, killing Donald Trump, killing Brian Thompson, arson of ICE buildings, damaging wealthy people's property, and violence against police. The correlation was between the CGAS and LWAs. The study closes with these conclusions: research frameworks for understanding authoritarianism have historically focused overwhelmingly on the political right, while 1516 HHS report, gender ideology and left-wing authoritarianism analogous left-wing pathways have received far less attention. This study suggests that the same psychological machinery operates on the extreme left, and that it may be running through institutional channels, clinical guidelines, professional standards, credentialed expertise, that current threat detection frameworks are not well designed to recognize. Violence connected to gender ideology remains largely undocumented in the academic literature. This study provides a first systematic empirical look at the psychological infrastructure that makes such violence conceivable. Duh. You take a group of people who are already mentally fragile. You tell them that whoever does not affirm their delusion is committing a genocide, and then turn them loose into a world that they cannot control. This is not only a deliberate recipe cooked up by the left and their media allies to activate violent Manchurian candidates who will always target the people the left and media hate, anyone to the right of Joseph Stalin, but it's an act of cruelty against transsexuals. Most transsexuals do not commit violence. Instead, because of this affirmation propaganda, they live a life of bitterness and anger in a world that they have been told wants them dead and erased. You don't do this to people. If you want people to live with peace of mind, you teach them the exact opposite: that the world will never conform to what you want it to be. Therefore, you must learn to accept the world for what it is and people for who they are. Raging against what you cannot and never will be able to control will only make you bitter and unhappy. America has lived among cross-dresser, transvestites, and transsexuals since America began. There was none of this tension until recently, because until recently both sides took a live and let live attitude. That all changed for the worse, especially for the transsexuals, when the left and their confederates in the media told transsexuals that anyone who doesn't affirm you is not only evil, but a physical danger to your very existence. The left and the corporate media want conservatives and Christians targeted for violence. That's why they manufacture all this division and delusion. Why they deliberately pit us against one another and claim we are an existential threat.